Good morning. Welcome to the Forgotten Word. This is Bob Wise with Forgotten Word Ministries. Once again, I want to thank everybody for joining us. We appreciate, you guys tuning in, listening to us, and we appreciate your comments, your letters, and your words of encouragement. We appreciate everything you do for us. It's really good to hear from you. Today, I want to talk about Romans 12. Not much. It's not a very long chapter. Just going to read it to you real quick and then talk some about it. Romans 12. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service. Now, that's how the World English starts it out. But I think what I'm going to do is use the King James, because I think it's a little bit better wording. Let's start that over. Let's see. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. Having the gift, differing according to this grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith, or ministry, let us wait on our ministering, or he that teacheth on teaching, or he that exhorteth on exhortation, he that giveth, let him do it with simplicity, he that ruleth with diligence, he that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectioned one to another, with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another, not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer, distributing to the necessity of saints, given to hospitality. Bless them which persecute you. Bless and curse not. Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. Be of the same mind one towards another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceits. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath, for it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. And that, the next to last verse there, therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him a drink. That comes out of, way back in Proverbs 25, let's see, where would we find that at? Proverbs 25:21 says, if your enemy is hungry, give him food to eat. If he is thirsty, give him water to drink. For you will heap burning coals on his head, and the Lord will reward you. So see that they're bringing forth what was spoken in the Old Testament, bringing it forth as a continuation in the New Testament. So in Romans 12, we're supposed to submit ourselves as a living sacrifice. Now, a sacrifice is normally thought of as something that is given. In the Old Testament, what was the sacrifice? Well, it was a lamb. And they killed the lamb. In a lot of cultures that aren't Christian, they had sacrifices. Sometimes they were human sacrifices. They killed someone. They would kill them and sacrifice them to their false gods, thinking that they were real gods. But they would, you know, so a lot of times we think of a sacrifice as something that is we die, or something that dies. Well, then, and that's what Romans is telling us. Present our bodies as a living sacrifice. In other words, like we had talked of yesterday, I believe it was, we have to be willing to die to ourselves, but be born to Christ. So it says to present your body as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Now, I like the way the King James says that. It's your reasonable service. It's just reasonable. It's not asking too much. But you know what? We all think it's asking too much. We think that, you know, for us to give our bodies as a sacrifice is too much. Our bodies are the Lord's. It's simple to understand. I know I say that a lot, but it truly is. We're supposed to give our bodies to the Lord as a sacrifice. It's that simple. It says that be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove the things that are good and acceptable, and also what's the perfect will of God. That's where I think we fail so drastically as Christians. We're not supposed to be conformed to this world. In other words, we're not supposed to be like this world. We're not supposed to become like this world. But we are. We allow ourselves to become more and more worldly as the days go by. It's terrible. If we would keep in mind that we are to give ourselves to the Lord, we would quit looking at everything from the perspectives that we do. I do honestly believe that. We have such goofy perspectives anymore about what's godly and what's not. It goes on to say that, for I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think. Now, how many times do we see this everywhere? I mean, not everybody's like that, of course not. But we see it a lot, don't we? How many times do we see preachers on TV especially talk about how famous they are, how big their ministry is, how many cars they have, how many suits they have, and how expensive those suits are? I could go on and on, but what you hear a lot of times from these preachers, especially these big-time TV preachers, it's all about them. They're, like I said, they're expensive suits, they're expensive cars, they're expensive houses. It's terrible how everything looks to them. They think so highly of themselves that what happens is they become what they think is above everybody else. You know, you remember you've heard the term where somebody thinks that they're so important that they're above the law. Well, nobody's above the law, especially the law of God. Well, that's what he's telling us here, you know, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to do what? To think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. So we are to think soberly, humbly, about ourselves. We're to humble ourselves to the Lord, not think that we're so high and mighty that we can't do wrong. You know, we got to remember something, that even though you're a Christian, there's other Christians too, and you're all part of the body of Christ. You're all part of God's body. We're different members, sure. We all have different ministries to do. Some are teaching, some's preaching, but you know, we all are part of the Lord's body of believers, and we have to learn to honor, and we need to learn to prefer to be around one another more so than around the worldly people. And that's what the Lord's telling us right there in a nutshell in Romans 12. He made it very plain and simple. Says right there, let's see, verse 10, be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another. So see what our mistake is that we don't realize that we're supposed to prefer to be with other believers so we can help to exhort one another, give praise together to the Lord, lift each other up, help each other. But we don't do that anymore. We meet on Sunday. We meet on sometimes Sunday night, Wednesday night, whatever it might be. And the rest of the week, we live with the world. Isn't that the truth? Of course it's the truth. You know it is. That we don't live according to what God's told us. Romans 12 is a short chapter, 21 verses, I think it was, 21 verses, something like that, that everybody, 21 verses, and be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. If your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he's thirsty, give him a drink. You know, what you're doing is you're shaming him to the point where he's gonna have shame on himself, because he can say, you know, I'm your enemy, but yet you helped me. Well, that's what we're supposed to do. And we've got to learn to be brothers and sisters in Christ. Love one another. We're all part of the body of Christ. We got to be humble. We've got to learn to be humble instead of saying, I'm this and I'm that, and I can do this and I can do that, and I command this and I command that. And God said it in the Bible, therefore I command that it be this way. You know, that's not how we're supposed to be, folks. Humble yourself. Get down on your knees and cry to God. Beg Him. Beg God to make you the person He wants you to be, not the person you think you should be, not the person you think you want to be. But you beg God and plead with God and humble yourself before the mighty Lord and ask Him to have you be the person He wants you to be. A lot of difference there between what's your belief and what's the Lord's belief, and what avenue you would take as a human and what avenue the Lord wants you to take. And that's what you have to do. You have to be willing to be a living sacrifice, not just living for God. Everybody says, oh, I live for the Lord, I live for the Lord. But are you sacrificing for the Lord? No. Oh, well, then you're not a living sacrifice, are you? And you're really not living for the Lord, are you? You're living for what the Lord can give you. That's all you're doing. Wake up! Wake up, church. Get it together before it's too late. Get it together before it's too late. Please hear the words I'm saying today. Please hear me. I beg you to wake up before it's too late. Honor one another, cherish one another, be what the Lord wants you to be. But be it the way Christ wants it, not the way you want it. Pay attention to what the Lord says. Ask the Lord to guide you and direct you and to give you the things that you need to live for Him the way He wants you to live. Be willing to be a living sacrifice. Love one another as He loved you. God bless each one of you. Listen, I'm out of time. I love you so much. The Lord loves you so much. We'll talk to you tomorrow, folks. Amen.